Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
She loves her name. She loves to hear her name. For the first time. You're also on the website. Did you get a chance to see that?
Oh my God.
Yes, Tori's got her own page now, and she's totally integrated into the show.
Dreams can come true.
There you go. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today is a Monday, a new week, August 29th, and we're here with you. We have a week long of great shows coming up, a lot of great guests, including today.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a musical guest, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Did you know that our guest... I met her 8 years ago. She was on my show.
Really?
Yes. And I've seen her sometimes, her posts on Facebook and stuff, but because we friended each other back then, I guess. And then the publicist came to us and sent me an email, and her name was on there. I said, sure, we're going to have her on the show.
Someone's still working. Good
for
you.
Yeah, there you go, you see?
Yeah, girl.
And she had a promising career then, and I'm sure she still does.
There you go.
So we'll play some of the music too as well. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. How are you doing, Tori?
I'm doing great.
Did you have an exciting weekend?
I did. I went to a stand-up. I did a stand-up show last night.
Oh, wow.
At Flappers in Burbank, which is great.
Yeah, that's a great place,
right? Yeah, it's really fun. They say you have to have 8 people in the audience to do a show, and we had 9, so we just
made
it. But I'm headed off to Vegas after this to go to the World Series of Comedy Festival in Vegas.
Wow.
I made it to the final.
There you go. Now, what I wanted to ask you is when you were at Flappers, isn't it depressing to do a show for 9 people?
What am I going to say? No, it's the worst feeling in the entire
world. It's Sunday night. You probably should
have known,
right? No
one's there. It's like, and everyone had a busy week, and it just happened to be like my friends didn't show up. A lot of the comics' friends didn't show up.
Yeah.
And it's very sad, but in a way, 9 people, it's like there's no more fear.
Yeah,
it's like you're in your living room.
Right.
It's just terrible.
Wow.
But and you try new jokes when this happens, and because you can.
Right, exactly.
And the audience was very nice. I've had worse rooms where it's been more people.
Really?
So very kind, very nice people.
Maybe there's only a few people. They know they'll stand out if they boo you or something.
I've never been like directly booed or had a tomato thrown at me. But if it happens, I'm going to be like, this is a great moment for
me. Right? So this is awesome. So, and then tonight you're going to Vegas.
Yeah.
What are you going to do there?
The worst is I'm opening.
You are opening?
Yeah, I'm opening for the finals for 8 o'clock show. I'm actually good for an opener because I have a lot of energy, but nobody remembers the
opener.
Nobody
remembers, right?
They're wasted. They're like, that last guy, I remember.
That's true.
So you have to make yourself memorable, but you're just there to do your best. But yeah, opening is very difficult.
Yeah, right?
I hate it.
Because you have to warm up the audience.
Oh, my God. And no one wants to laugh at you at this point. They're ordering. They want their cheeseburgers, their shots of vodka. They don't want you.
Wow.
And you're like, what's the deal with airplane food?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well. How long have you been doing stand-up?
About 4 years.
Yeah.
I did it mainly just to get exposure in L.A. because I thought, hey, there's something I can do to be on stage by myself for 5 minutes and get a manager. And that's the only reason I do it. I really like it, but I'm not like I respect a hardcore road comic. I can't go to like Poughkeepsie and like work at a bar and like happy, you know, I can't. So I do it really to be smart about making myself more visible in LA. Mm-hmm. And I really love it, but I don't like need it.
Yeah.
So I respect those that do though.
Well, but that's a good way to get exposure in LA, you know?
It was either that or just flashing people on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right. Yeah, there you go. That's another way to do it. But
totes.
Yeah.
This one seemed a little bit more.
Yeah, a little more
and
practical.
I met some good women, good, smart, funny women. So, and you always get work from them, but those people that like need to do it, man, God bless you, good for you.
Right? Yeah.
A lot of empty hotel rooms.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Wow.
lonely.
I know. A lot of people do travel when they do comedy.
Oh, and they're always, it's just bad food and bars alone. I mean, it's just a, but if you love it that much, that's the only thing you can do.
Right.
You know, those 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes on stage, it gives you the fuel.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to have the confidence that you have the sense of humor and you can actually make people laugh.
Yes.
And that's great.
Yes.
You know?
Confidence is important.
Yeah. Very cool. So what's your family thinking about all this? Did they want you to be a lawyer or something?
I don't think they've seen me. They've never seen me just stand up. My family doesn't, my family is lovely, but they have a very different sense of humor. I'm pretty dark and I like, you know, like we talked about, I also like stupid things like Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm. They never watch that.
Really?
They don't like SNL. They don't, it's just not, they're more like dad humor.
Yeah,
they
right?
like dad humor, which is always hilarious. But so I don't think they think I'm funny. So that's pretty sad. I'm not going to lie. But
no, but you chose also an entertainment career.
Yeah.
Did you have a problem with them? I mean, did they try to talk you out of it?
No,
they
never.
Totally supported
yeah.
you. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's
rare.
With having a lawyer for a father.
Yeah. I had my dad and mom are both very creative people. I went to a very hippy dippy school.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So the creativity and the arts were very important. My mom works in a museum, so that was very important to them. So
that's true, yeah.
I think they just wish I made like $1 million doing
yeah.
it.
Well, maybe you will one day. You're still very young.
Oh, it's
so
coming
you never
in.
Know.
Honey.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's got a long way, and mm-hmm. you're gonna take over LA.
That's right.
There you go. And then New York and then everywhere else.
But I think they wish I'd probably have been like, I'm a really good at emergency. Like if I hadn't done this, I would have been an emergency room doctor.
Oh, really?
But you know what? A lot of drama there too.
Why would you want to do that though? I mean, you see people at their worst.
I know, but I'm good at that. I'm really good at when people are in an emergency, everyone scatters.
Right.
And I like head straight in.
Right.
I'm like that weirdo that's like, I'll get the cat in the fire.
Wow.
Like, run into the
Thank house. Goodness for people like you.
I don't
you
get
know?
It. It turns me on, man.
Yeah, I could never even work in a hospital, let alone emergency, for crying out loud.
No.
You see people coming in mangled and everything. You know?
I think I just crave that drama.
Yeah, I guess you do. Maybe you watch too much TV.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think so.
Like ER or
I know,
something,
I want George
you know?
Clooney to come
Exactly.
In.
There won't be a George Clooney.
I
the
know.
ER room.
I always think it's Noah Wiley, and they're like, no, it's just old people with poop. And like,
yeah,
right. Yeah. I'm like, okay, got it. But I do like the lab coat. It's very slimming.
I
volunteer at Cedars with my dog at the pooch program, and they give you a lab coat.
Really?
And I walk like quickly to act like I'm a doctor, and I hold a pad of paper with nothing on it.
Wow.
I feel very confident about myself.
That's funny. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there's, I'm just grateful there's people that are really passionate about caring for other people.
Yes.
You know, because I couldn't do it.
No, there's an adrenaline rush there that's really enticing for some people. It's like some people like bungee jumping.
That's true.
I like it when, like, they're coding.
Yeah, exactly.
Clear.
Yeah.
It's my thing. I like it.
There you go. That's why we have different people in the world and everybody is into something else, you know?
I was on a plane and a woman started to have a seizure in my row. We were about to take off and I go, stop the plane. And I grabbed her jaw because she was biting on her tongue. And I got her oxygen tank and we put it on her. I was like, is there a doctor on board? And then afterwards, they took her off. Everyone gave me a round of applause. I sit back to have my vodka. And we're up in the air and all of a sudden I hear, we need you again. And some man had passed out. And they actually thought I knew what I was doing. And I'm like, I just talk out loud. So I ran over like I knew. And I was like, sir. And he crawled all the way to the back. And we put him in other oxygen. I mean, I was like, what's going on with this flight?
Yeah. Fake it till you make it, right?
Totally. I sounded good. They gave me a voucher. Free little vodka bottle.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Vodka bottle.
Tiny.
I thought they gave you a voucher for a flight.
They did. They did that a little vodka.
Oh, okay.
Lovely.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The captain was like, thank you for your service. He saluted me. I'm like, I am not what you think I am. But I was helpful.
Wow. Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, last night I went to an event. It was a bat mitzvah.
Ooh.
And this is when a Jewish girl turns 12 years old. Actually, it's a male thing at 13 years old, which you have a bar mitzvah. But then people realized, well, we don't want to leave girls out.
Yeah.
But it's not something that they have to do according to the religion the way boys do.
But you get the party.
Exactly.
Which is why I did it. Which is why
party.
I did it. Totally.
Exactly. Without all the boring prayers and stuff.
Exactly.
So you go there and it was in What's it called there?
The Four Seasons in Westlake.
Yeah, Westlake.
Yeah.
And at the Four Seasons, which is a beautiful hotel. I mean, they got like a waterfall there and everything. Ooh. It's just beautiful.
Four Seasons knows how to do it. You look great. Yeah. Really.
Thank you very much.
Red
I
power
appreciate
tie.
That.
I saw the Instagram.
Yeah, I know. Ooh. Somebody said you look like a prime minister or something.
You
I
did,
said,
kind of. And you had that je ne sais quoi look about you.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is I was trying not to overdress, you know, but then I realized because it's not like a wedding, you know. I mean, these parties are mostly for the kids
totally.
And stuff, you know.
Totally.
But there were a lot of very well-dressed people, all Israelis, and it was just fun, you know. So it was just funny to see such a group of people all coming from the same place, you know, speaking like a different language and in a hotel, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff. And everybody smokes cigarettes, mm-hmm, of course. Mm-hmm. So you can tell it's not an American party.
Right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right away. And but I got to tell you, the music killed me, man. I mean, these kids, the music they listen to, you know. I love a lot of music, okay? One thing I can't stand is repetitive music, mm-hmm, though. Mm-hmm. And the electronic music today is all, like, repetitive and bum, 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 you know? And it's like, I'm like, but we're trying to eat. We're trying to talk, you know? And they kept us waiting 3 hours until we ate.
There three was some, hours?
There were some hors d'oeuvres, but between that and dinner, there was just dancing all the time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've never seen anything like
that. My mother
before.
Was like, when we have dinner at the bat mitzvah, the band stops playing. She wanted people to be able to eat that
right.
was like the, and be able to speak to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's loud.
It
and
was
it's,
too loud, and yeah. people were just sitting around because if you're hungry, you don't really feel like dancing.
No.
And it
feed
was
your
whole
guests.
Thing.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
Feed, always.
Right. But all I have to say, it was a tremendously beautiful event. They spent a lot on it. You can tell they invested a lot.
Was there a theme for the party?
Was there a theme? Maybe there was like candy or something.
Okay.
Yeah,
a
there
little
were, like
vague.
Candy all
Seems
over.
Interesting.
They brought a couple of like burlesque looking girls.
Inappropriate.
Yeah,
inappropriate.
They put them on like pedestals.
Totally inappropriate.
Right? And candy near them. Well, they were wearing pink, so maybe it was appropriate.
Seems
I don't know.
Really weird. It seems like a. Are you sure it was a bat mitzvah and you were not at a strip club? He was like, there was all these crystal coming to stage four.
Yeah,
it was really
you
weird.
Know, it was weird.
I had Tori's winter evening.
Yeah.
That was my theme.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Winter evening, that's cool.
Yeah.
It for was your just, wedding, you mean?
For my bat mitzvah.
Oh, for your bat
yeah.
mitzvah.
And it was just like a lot of like snowy things, little trees with candles.
Oh, cute.
I should have had the burlesque women. That's why I
But then, and you know, and the girl is a very shy girl. The one that had the bat
really?
Mitzvah. So she walks in and she starts running in and three dancers are with her and they're all starting
my
to dance and she's
man.
Dancing with them. But it was nice.
Good for her. So
yeah,
she had
it
some
was
confidence.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of confidence.
Good.
Of course, they make him practice beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But the DJs yeah. at bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs are now like out of control.
Yeah, they are out
they're
of
like,
control.
In your face. Get on the dance floor.
Yeah,
you're
I know.
Like, get out of my
And
face.
The music. And then you see them. All they do is with the laptop I there. Know. You know, I mean, you just put a playlist and go to sleep.
Spotify
you know?
And
exactly.
leave.
Exactly. Spotify. Who needs the DJ there,
seriously.
Right? But people like it. It's part of the scene. You
I
know?
Was watching the VMAs and there was a lot of artists that I had never heard of, and I was like, "Oh, I'm old."
Yeah, I know.
I'm straight
it
up
gets
old
to that
now.
Point.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it was still a fun show. I saw Britney. I was like, "Hell yeah!"
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if you saw, but I'm conceptualizing the idea for a new radio station
yes.
with music. And you didn't live here in the '70s, '80s.
No.
But there was a station called KNX FM, and that was like an amazing station. It was different. They had like mellow rock. They had songs that. Were not soft enough for like adult oriented mm-hmm. stuff, but not but too soft for like hard rock.
Mm-hmm. So you
so
mellowed
like
out
bands like Ambrosia and Men at Work and Michael McDonald and God, I mean the list goes on. A lot of unknowns mm-hmm. that are amazing. And I thought, I'm going to bring this back.
Wow.
I want to bring it back.
There
so we'll
go.
Say, yeah.
Get your mellow on.
Exactly. You know, and bring that music back to everybody because it's amazing to me. Everybody I talk to remembers that station
yeah.
and they remember it as part of their life.
And it's nice to have some nostalgia in your car.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Totally.
And change, yeah, and change the, and get over all the young music that I can't get into. But you know what? We're not going to alienate our guest,
no.
who is a
She's
young
so
musician.
She's so cute and a musician. She's like, I know all of this music. Fehi Huang.
Yeah.
I'm sitting over here going, I would be the dancer at that bat mitzvah.
Yeah, right?
That's not me yet. Turn it up.
No, but this is cool. That's what we love about this. We get all kinds of guests. And we're all young here,
yeah.
And that's all that matters, you know. So we're joined by Amber Ojeda. Welcome Woo-hoo! To the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Happy to be here.
Yes, and you know, Amber and I met 8 years ago.
This is crazy story.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that you're back on the show.
Me too.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And I remembered her. I mean, so it was just cool. You're a musician. 8 years ago, that's when the station just started. Mm-hmm. You're one of our first guests. Mm. And actually, you guys can still go back and listen to it. You know, all the shows are on there. But you've obviously grown in your career. You're still making music
still
and everything.
Still making music. I've grown into a woman as well.
Yes, she has.
Beauty of years.
Yeah, and all the experience and everything.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about your music and everything. We got some tracks waiting for us and all that. But let's talk a little bit about you. I remember you lived in San Diego
yes.
back then, right?
Yes.
Is that where you grew up?
I grew up in San Diego. I was born in Long Beach, grew up in San Diego. I live in Los Angeles now, so I pretty much never leave Southern California.
Ugh,
right. So West Coast girl. Yeah, there you go.
Why
yeah.
would you?
I know, you know. Well, yeah. I married an Argentinian, so sometimes I go to Argentina.
Hot.
Where everyone what? Still loves to smoke at all the parties.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So you can relate to that. It's
Absolutely.
Only here where people are so health conscious
God.
Now.
Very true.
But it's
acai
funny,
bowls
you know?
And shit.
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing, you know. I mean, I don't know how you can categorize people. Because sometimes you think, well, maybe smokers are not as intelligent or something, but that doesn't fit a lot of the people I know.
No.
You know.
No.
So, or maybe less education or something, because you see in third world countries, you see that a lot more. In Europe, you see a lot more.
Everywhere.
Smoking. But
yeah.
we used to have it here, too. It's just that...
Everyone used to smoke, like in the 60s, every single person.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I saw the movie The Exorcist a little bit ago for the fourth time, I don't know. But they had a scene of the guy coming out of the operating room lighting a cigarette right in the hospital.
I can't get how people did it on airplanes.
Yeah, right?
It was like a hot box.
Yeah, and it was like smoking section and non. I'm like, the whole
exactly,
thing.
Like the smoke is going to stop at the sign.
Right.
Yeah, I know. And I remember being a kid and flying on airplanes. And you'd come out and your whole like mouth and throat is full
and
of that
bags,
stuff.
And all your bags, yeah.
You know, it's like, nasty. Oh my God, you know. Yeah, so I don't know how people did that, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is I'm a smoker, but I hate the smell of smoke. So I don't smoke indoors at all, not in my car, never, always far from people. So even when I'm near smokers, I feel uncomfortable. It's just a pattern.
I'm not a smoker, but I do like the smell of smoke.
Isn't that funny?
It's one of those weird things where I'm like,
yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because you're all having a good time.
Yeah, there you go. But I'm glad you don't smoke. It really is a bad habit, folks. And, people might tell you, no, you don't feel it, but you feel it in your health. You feel it in your lungs, you know. And some things are just like I've seen so many friends quit a million times and they always go back to it. So aside from some people, I mean, I've quit for many years too in the past, but aside from a few people that I know have quit and stayed quit, many people I know have just gone back to it. It's like almost like if you're a smoker, you're always a smoker. You know, even when you're like a dry drunk, you're a dry smoker. You always want it.
Yeah, from what I've heard, there's never a day that you don't want to have a cigarette.
No, I don't know. When I quit, I didn't think about it.
Nope.
My godfather quit when he's a doctor. When his wife got pregnant, he says he's 70-something now, and he says every single day I think about it.
Wow.
And miss it every single day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, in your mind, you're always a smoker still. Wow.
Always.
Yeah. Anyway, so in Argentina, they smoke a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Every party, every barbecue, every morning.
But not in San Diego. San Diego's a clean town.
It's a very clean town.
It's very nice there, right? I mean, did you have a nice childhood there?
I had a great childhood.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was just talking to my friends and to Juan about how childhoods must be really different today. Because I was lucky enough to grow up where I left whenever I wanted to, and I came home, as long as it was, starting to get dark, I had to come home, but there was never any, like, check-ins, call-ins, like, over-obsessive parenting going on, so I had a lot of fun.
That's just like me.
A lot of
completely.
Fun.
Yeah. And there was no phone to, like, you had to go make up something. You had to play make-believe and use your imagination.
We were still prank calling people.
Oh, yes!
That was
oh, my
such
God,
a great
the jerky
pastime.
Boys,
that's
the
true,
best.
Right?
Yeah, that was so stupid. I loved it.
Yeah, I know. I know. All the pranks we used to pull, I God. Can't even believe
you
it.
Can't
you
can't do
know?
It anymore.
No, now
no
it's
way.
Pokemon Who.
Yeah, or you get arrested, you yeah, know, for yeah, whatever you true. Do. Oh, my
it's
God.
A different age.
It is. And do you have any siblings?
I have one brother that I grew up with, and then my uh-huh. father had two other children, but they grew up in a different state.
I see. Okay. So, but you grew up with a brother and everything.
But I'm 11 years older than my brother.
Oh, really?
So wow. I was pissed. Really? I thought I was the only child.
And then you were yeah. in the end.
He came into the world, and he was so freaking cute, and I was like, this kid. Like, the first year, I was not having it, and now I'm just totally in love with him.
Whoa. Yeah. They totally blindsided you, huh?
Yeah. What is like, this?
Who is this guy?
Exactly.
He's blonde and blue-eyed. He looks perfect. He looks like a cherub that just fell out of the sky. Yeah.
How cool is that, though?
I've grown to like him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there you go. Because you're not really, you don't grow up as friends because the difference is so large. But then when you grow up, you get closer, right?
It's like no age difference now. But growing up, it was
so different.
It was crazy.
Different,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys were probably like butting heads all the time. Right?
I didn't care enough to butt heads with him. But
really?
You're almost two different generations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a split there. Mm-hmm. But now you guys can meld and talk, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you pretty much grew up like an only child for 12 years, 11, 12 years.
I mean, I still feel like an only child.
Really?
In my head. So.
I always have. Because I'm super selfish.
I think even if I grew up in a house with six kids, I was an only child. I'm the first one. I'm all that matters. You know.
So true.
Yeah. And what about music? Was it like part of your life early on? Did you discover that you liked to sing and stuff?
Yeah. You know, I always loved being around music. So I was a dancer for a long time. I was in all kinds of dance companies. I actually went out to like the international dance festivals in Finland. I was like hardcore into it.
Wow. And what kind of dances were you doing?
Like lyrical and jazz.
Oh, really?
I'd like to think I was a hip hop dancer, but I failed. Really. So I really loved just being around the energy of music, and I was in choirs and stuff, but not really like seriously. And then once I stopped dancing, because you can't be a dancer forever, I was always very, I had a lot of things to say, and I felt a lot of things. I was always journaling a lot, and you know, I had lots of depressing poetry as I was listening
yes.
to Sarah McLachlan. And,
like, mine was Indigo Girls. Yeah. Totally.
And so once I stopped dancing, I kind of put the two together, music and in my poetry. Uh-huh. One of the very first songs I wrote with a producer that I found on the internet, which ended up being a great relationship. Still
wow.
I'm friends with them. We placed one of the songs in a movie, and I was like,
this feels good.
This kind of feels like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was it.
So
yeah.
The first song got in a movie.
It was one of like the first four songs I ever
wow.
wrote. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
I mean,
rare.
Yeah, that's very encouraging
very,
for you,
it was
right?
very encouraging.
Wow, very yeah. cool. How old were you at the time when you wrote it?
In my 20s.
Really?
Yeah, early 20s.
Oh, okay, cool. So, and what's your instrument of choice?
My voice.
Your voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm something called a top liner.
Okay.
So I can play guitar. You wouldn't want to hear me play guitar. I play it to myself to write
right.
songs, but
exactly,
usually
yeah.
I get paired up with different producers and
okay.
instrumentalists, and I do the vocal arrangement and the lyrics.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but how do you come up with the music without an instrument? Is
you,
that
you get the music and then come up with the
you
lyrics?
You get the music from
my
them?
My favorite way, it depends completely on who I'm working with, but my favorite way to work is walking in a room. You don't know each other. Maybe you've worked together in the past. You have a conversation for 30 minutes and kind of settle into the room. And then usually they just start playing random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then once something feels good to me, I'll just start singing gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll usually make a or they'll turn around and kind of like nod their head. And
uh-huh.
2 hours later, a song is done.
That's crazy.
It's like a fun first date. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's really interesting.
It's really creative.
Kind of, it's really magical because you
wow.
walk out and you're like, wow, I didn't, because I never have any preconception of what I want the song to be, any like melodic ideas in my head. It's like in the room.
Wow, very cool, very cool. I like that because I always wondered how people collaborate
mm-hmm.
on writing
mm-hmm.
things, you know, because it's like, you know, what do you say? It's like, I guess you have to discuss what you're doing, whereas when you're one person, you just pretty much just do it, you know?
Yeah, Elton John does? He does the music,
and
then
Bernie Taupin
does the
right.
the lyrics, and
yeah.
they don't really talk. They just
really?
Send it back and forth.
Oh,
it's
wow.
a very cool, it's very different. It's like a really, they are very separate in the their ways.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. But yeah, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah, really interesting.
Yeah. And in fact, you know what? A little trivia, but Bernie Taupin, who was writing all his songs, actually had an album, and he had the best songs on there of him singing.
Oh.
Where he's always just the lyrics. You don't even know who he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little thing that some people might want to find out about. And it's not necessarily Elton John music at all.
Right.
You know,
it's his own.
It's different. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Wow, no, that was a cough, actually.
Oh.
But I know, it sounded weird, but it just came
very confusing.
Out of nowhere, I know.
Mixed signals.
I know. Especially when you're on the air, it's like, excuse me, let me cough in your ear.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. But that's funny. So what film did you have the movie, the song in?
It was a little independent film called All I Need.
Uh-huh.
Or All That I can't exactly
It was
recall.
Super independent.
It was super independent, yeah.
And how did you actually go about it to get it placed in the movie?
My mom is a manager for actors.
Oh, so
and so
smart.
She had an actor in the film. And said, hey, do you need music?
And,
you know, it kind of, now I work on a different level of that, but it was the perfect kind of segue for me to just throw my music out.
Yeah, there you go. Nothing like nepotism to move on.
Nothing. Nothing like it. I love it.
Yeah.
But it's who you know. It's always like that,
really,
you know?
Is.
It's not like you send in a song by mail and you can hope to have it included.
No, that's what it
you
is
have
now.
To get, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it's very
really?
Digital now. It's very similar to like breakdowns for artists. Mm-hmm. I work with some great boutique licensing houses now, and it's pretty much you get these emails that nobody's supposed to read except the people that are in the catalog. And we're looking for this to sound like this for this many seconds. We want the buildup to be like this. This is the reference track, and this is what it pays.
Okay.
Wow.
So they order a custom song.
It's like a sandwich.
That they want.
Exactly. And you kind of hope that you have a song in your catalog that perfectly fits that little sandwich.
I see. Okay. Wow.
That's so interesting that it's so specific.
Very specific.
With even a reference track.
Oh, yeah. And part of, you know, it's interesting. A lot of the reference tracks are really obscure songs from obscure bands. And I'm like, why don't you just use
that? Yeah,
like,
use that.
If you love this, just use it. Who knows what's going on with the publishing
Not
or,
sure,
you know.
Sure, sure.
But, yeah, it's really interesting.
It is. It is, you know. And you know what's interesting? I read a couple books on, like, hit making and things like that today. And you'd be amazed at how many of the songs as a team in Scandinavia. I think it's either Sweden or Norway. I can't remember. But
there's
they write.
Yeah.
And they write. It's like a studio. I can't even remember the name because I don't remember details. I know like important things.
Yeah, they
okay?
have like 8 or 9 writers. And they
right.
all. I mean,
but there's like
the
one.
Songs.
There's one, two guys that are like the main. And they've written songs for everybody.
Oh,
all
really?
The songs you're hearing
you're
on the radio
thinking of
today.
Max Martin?
Yes, Max Martin is one of them. There you go. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So these guys we don't know really are writing all of the songs.
Exactly.
That,
you know,
so
and the songs are different. It's not like you can tell they come from the same place.
That's so cool.
But yeah, they dictate the music we listen to today for the most part.
The Norwegians, the Swedish, they have it going
on. They kill it at pop.
Yeah,
pop
they
is
do.
Very, very difficult to write. As simple as it sounds, it's almost like mind-numbingly painful to get the right, like, that secret sauce.
And that
and
hook.
They really have it. They really, really have it.
So in terms of, like, Katy Perry type of stuff, like, that kind of, like, the hook that you're going to get, that pop type of stuff.
It's a formula.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, look
I'm
at
totally...
look at music like ABBA, for example.
Sure.
You know, that's a good example of European music. And every song is, like, catchy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. I think... not every song is catchy, and they don't have to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, a lot of album tracks are amazing, and they don't have to be catchy, you know? So, but in pop, that's exactly the case.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you like writing pop, or do you prefer another
I
genre?
Like obscure kind of
cool.
moody music, but no, I mean, this new album is electropop. I came from jazz.
Wow.
So I've definitely moved into that realm. I went jazz, R&B to R&B. R&B pop to pop,
wow, how
electro
cool is
pop.
That?
But I write for a lot of other people and a lot for television as well. So
right.
I kind of have my hands everywhere.
Wow. That's awesome.
But for my personal taste, I usually like the B-sides of all albums
oh,
where
wow.
I'm like, okay, this is the stuff that they're really into as the artist and
right.
you can kind of hear it. It may not be the catchiest, but it kind of hits my heart.
Mm-hmm. Right. And sometimes the album tracks, the obscure ones, are even better than the
deep
hits.
Cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. To
wow.
me.
Yeah. yeah. Well, let's hear some music.
Yeah. Well, should I start you on a slow deep cut? Since I know you don't like that electronic music, I'll move you on.
No, I do, but I do like upbeat songs, though. And besides, no, I mean, I'd be interested to see how you handle electronic songs. So, which one? No, look, I don't oppose electronic at all. I love all kinds of music, but what I don't like is repetitiveness. And I don't think your song would be a repetitive stuff, or is it?
This one is.
It is. It's like constantly.
I'll hold your hand through it. I think you're going
to
be
okay.
Actually, you know what? Let's go more pop than electronic.
Okay.
Do My Baby.
My Baby. Let's do
My Baby. It's sugary sweet.
Okay, sounds good. Let's listen to
My Baby's so in. My baby's with babies. My baby don't sweat the small things. He'll run like a boss. Ain't scared to take risks. My baby don't want for nothing. All I know, all I'm saying. Kisses leave me rearranged. Praise it loud. Hear me say. Nobody doing better than he.
Yeah, you see, this is my kind of music. Yeah. Awesome.
Ain't nobody doing better than he do. Do it like he do. Do it like he do. Ain't nobody doing better than he do. My baby's upworthy, talks to me dirty, keeps me going on all night long. He wanna put a ring on it, 6 in the morning, rising up like the sunshine.
Amber Ojeda. Awesome song. I love it.
It's like California sunshine.
Dude, I was like, I just want to roll my Jeep windows down, and I don't even own a Jeep.
Right.
Roll out the window.
And all this makes me curious now about the other songs, because I want to see, because if you tell me you also have an electronic song, I'm saying these are different genres, and yet you're handling
them. I do what I want.
Yes.
There you go.
We're in an age where you can make whatever you want. You're not, I mean, I am personally not dictated by a record label to tell me what I have to do. So
that must be very freeing for you.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wow. I mean, I don't know if there's a strong necessity for a record label.
Nowadays. I know, nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Because even like Macklemore, I mean, I know that's like the cliche one, but he did everything independently. No one said anything. He released it himself. He has no record producer.
Yeah.
You can really do it.
I mean, record companies are really more for the promotion and the marketing because they have the budgets.
Yes. And that's the stuff every artist hates.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like so painful to... I mean, this is fun, but like to put out like... Like people, like please review this album, and then getting feedback because everything's so cutthroat, music's so objective that of course people are going to hate what you do.
Yeah,
but then there's going to be a strong sect of people that
really
love
like
what you do.
Exactly, and that's the thing is most artists don't like to do the selling part
and the
business part
because it's not part of your artistic.
Yeah,
it's
you're
not part
creative.
Of my process.
No,
yeah.
So
nor
what
do
you
I
do
want
is
it to be.
So what you do is with whatever. Smart business person does, and that is you do what you're best at, and you hire people to do what they're best at.
And you trust to disagree if you don't like their opinion. I mean, that's the hard part. If they say, I hate this, but you're like, no, this is good, that must be really hard.
Yeah. I bite my lip a lot. I mean, if when I read them. But then I read a lot of great stuff, and there's a lot of people in this world.
Yeah.
So...
God knows there are a lot.
So I do what I want.
Yes. Yeah,
there you
love
go.
This.
We'll get to a couple more hits in just a second, but we should probably acknowledge you, your partner, right? David Michael Ott?
Yeah. He's awesome. He is the producer and co-writer of this album with me. Uh-huh. And I worked on my last album with him and a lot of songs in between for ourselves and other artists. And he's a breath of fresh air.
So it's nice to be able to connect creatively with someone else.
Yeah, we don't even talk, actually. You know how you said they don't communicate. We kind of go in the room, and we've been working together for so many years that we just watch stupid YouTube videos of animals and kind of get in it. And he always usually starts with drums, and you know,
he gets
playing
the beat.
He gets the beat going, and then that really leaves me open creatively to go anywhere I want because I'm not, you know, confined to a chord progression. And
right.
We have a lot
That's
of fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Wow. Very cool. Now, so what's the next song? So this is a new album, right?
Yeah, it's out tomorrow.
What's it called? Geminis and Virgins.
Yes.
Wow. So that's like a reference to the Zodiac?
Yeah, so okay. My main squeeze is a Gemini, and I'm a Virgo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. How cool is
and
that?
And this whole album kind of revolves around me finally settling into this relationship.
Into the Juan.
Yeah, you know, because I really like my independence, and I never thought I'd be one to really want to settle down. So there's a lot of fear connected to that and a lot of, like, combative attitude issues on my end. And he was just kind of like, girl, chill. Like,
I love
you know,
that.
He's like this calm storm for me. And he's gorgeous in Latin, which I love.
Come on. That can't hurt. That can't hurt.
So, yeah, this whole album is pretty much about us falling into that, having a lot of sex in between.
Right on.
You know, it's what everybody goes through.
That's okay. Exactly right.
So yeah. Let's hear the song about sex. Which one is that?
There's quite a few. let's do Geminis and Virgins.
Geminis and Virgins.
The
okay,
title
let's,
track.
Yeah,
title.
Let's go ahead and listen to that. That's Amber Ojeda, for those of you just joining us.
Ooh.
Yeah, this does sound
all
like a moment.
All you do is keep me running all this way. Eyes wide, moving fast. Your touch, it brings me to ether, body and soul beyond reaching, like what the stars.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about the six, but there it is, right?
Yeah,
there,
so. I like it.
You gotta read between the lines.
That's right.
Okay, this song is making me horny.
Yeah, me too. Love it. I like
thank
that
you.
Soft, sweet voice with that nice beat.
I know.
Love
you know,
it.
I love writing soft, sweet songs. And when we went to approach this album, the producer, David, he's like, no, we're just
time
gonna,
to go.
We're going to go out of your comfort zone. We're going to put some much more electronic instrumentation into your production.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah,
I like
me too.
It.
It's a good mix.
And no, listen, this is not electronic that I would criticize at all. I love this kind of stuff.
I have okay? thick skin now. You're not going to hurt me.
No. But I'm not, no, I know. No, but I'm serious about this because I want to clarify it even to myself that I do like the beat. I mean, it's like people are dancing to it and everything. But all I'm talking about is the songs that you can sit on GarageBand. Mm-hmm. You do two loops, mm-hmm.
and
they
over
keep
and
on
over
playing
and over,
over and over.
And over. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The computer does it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not a song, okay?
Right.
A song has beginning, it has middle, it has end. It has all kinds of things to it. Yeah, you can play around with it, but playing a loop for 15 minutes... No.
And I can't dance to that. I need a hook. I need some, like,
yeah.
slow it down, bring it back up. What's that?
Exactly.
I need a little,
you know?
Like, movement.
Exactly. Bring me some Rihanna, some yeah. Beyonce, mm-hmm. you know, some, even Britney Spears. She puts
try.
The beat
her new song is great.
Fantastic.
When she easy, it's really good.
Is it good?
Yeah, I have
never
stopped loving
her. Because I was
reading
a review on it. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, the review was. I read a review in the New York Times, and they were like, "Oh, it's kind of the same." But I'm like, "If you
it's
like
Britney,
it's Britney."
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
she's back to being
exactly.
the same Britney that was.
Come
before.
On, she went from 07 to this. She looks fantastic.
Right?
She looks fantastic. It's the same with Janet. Like, you just can't. Janet can't lose. She
no.
can't fail.
Exactly.
No.
Right, Janet. Yeah. I mean, she still looks like she's 16
Is
years
she
old.
Pregnant?
I just saw her in concert, and she was fantastic.
Was she? Is she pregnant now or no? I heard she was. Really? Like at a very old age.
We're talking about Janet Jackson, I assume.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, Janet just for Reno, Sam.
Yeah. No. Just for our listeners who think, who's Janet?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Sorry. I still like to refer to them by one name.
Oh, obviously.
Brittany, Janet.
Totally.
Madonna.
Yeah. That's okay. If you listen to their song, then you're the friend. What the hell, right?
In my mind, I am her friend.
Totally.
Janet and I are BFFs.
Britt and I have gone back years. She has no idea who I am.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to musical artist Amber Ojeda. Am I saying it? Ojeda, I said before. Ojeda, that's, now.
They both sound good to me.
Really?
Yeah. As awesome. Long as you don't say Ojeda. Or
right, exactly.
Ojeda.
That's the one thing about us on the West Coast is we know the J's are pronounced like that because we have a lot of Hispanic.
Right.
And Spanish being spoken here and stuff, so we know. We also know the two L's is not low, but yo, right?
Yo, yo.
Yeah.
Pollo loco.
The pollo loco, there you go, you know? And it's funny how people pronounce it. Now, did you ever have like a Greek gyro sandwich?
Yes.
That some people call it gyro.
Yeah, and the gyro.
And gyro and gyro and what is
sad.
It? Yeah.
Sad.
I mean, it's like every time I order it, I'm embarrassed to say it because I don't know how they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they always end up calling it differently from what I say. So I just assume not.
Order it?
Yeah. No, I love it, though. It's great.
It's
great
really good.
Meat, you know? Going back to your music and everything. So this is a new album. How can people listen to it? I mean, you gave me an access and everything, but let's say you said tomorrow it's being released?
It's released tomorrow on every... actually, I didn't allow for streaming for a few months because why would people buy an album if you can stream it everywhere?
It's so true.
My
friend manages a band and she's going through the same thing. No one's buying it because they can stream it.
Yeah.
Right. But at the same time.
You do hear it. You get to hear it.
You get the exposure and everything. So I think at the beginning, at least, so people will know you, you got to give it away. You know, like a sample. You're giving away samples, but.
I'll give away one song.
Yeah. You don't want to do
exactly.
It all.
Yeah. It's like. You know, sign up for my mailing list and get a free song, or buy the album, get a free additional song.
Right, exactly.
And I will put it on Spotify. All my other albums are on Spotify, but, you know, for a month or two, I'm going to keep this one close.
I love it.
Yeah, I know. That's cool. Yeah. That's a good thing to do. You know, build some curiosity, anticipation, and everything, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen, but...
So for now, you can stream 30-second snippets today on Amazon. You can pre-order it. You can also pre-order it on Bandcamp.com. And you get an immediate single download if you order it off Bandcamp. And then tomorrow, iTunes and all the other retailers.
That's so
cool.
Google Play. That's exciting, right?
Yeah.
How long have you worked on this album?
This one's been quite a process, about 2 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's finally coming to fruition.
I wrote a ton of songs and then chose these ones. There was a lot of them that didn't actually fit the vibe because... Like I said, I really like to write sweet songs. So he's like, no, throw it out of there. We're not going to keep it. It's a great song, but it's not for this album. About 2 years. I mean, I actually wrote each song in one day and recorded it in one day. But as far as production goes and then fine-tuning and mixing and then mastering, it took a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, that takes
and
a long time.
David
right?
was also doing work on the show Empire.
Mm-hmm.
He works on the music for that show. So they stole him, which, you know.
Oh, well.
Cookie
I
took
accept
him.
It. You know, Cookie took it. I don't want to mess with Cookie.
That's right. No one does.
The price of working with talented people.
That's right.
And I'm
They're
lucky
busy.
To do
Everybody
so.
Wants them.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Very cool. So this is the career path you've chosen for yourself.
Yes, it is.
This is it. You're not going to become a secretary or a 9-to-5 type of job.
Not unless I'm dead.
Anytime. Exactly.
I can't see her doing that.
Not anytime in your life. There you go. And it's cool, you know, because... Not everybody gets to do this like professionally, you
right.
know, to say, hey, you know, I decided to do this and I'm doing this. So, and I think we've already gathered from the interview so far, you're pretty independent, strong-willed
yes,
person,
love
you know.
It. Brave.
And you take chances, you know, and that's how you succeed.
How were you always like that or were you a little shyer? You just have such a groundedness to you.
You know, I go through my moments. I actually think I'm quite shy. Like in my personal life, I'm quite reserved, but then I get in rooms like this where I don't know how I'll act, and then I feel
you let the real you come out, right?
So I guess I've always deeply inside been quite a strong woman.
Fantastic. Yeah.
There you go.
I came from a strong woman.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
When your mom's strong and you have a matriarch in the family, it's easy to be that way. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom is awesome.
And that's good. That's good. You know, I mean, that's what I think that's what being an American is all about. You know, many countries, they keep their women down, you know.
And not in America.
No, thank you.
Not in America. Here, they won't let it happen.
No.
Not anymore.
It shouldn't.
You know, my mom, this is a really interesting story, actually changed careers to the entertainment field for me.
Really?
Because when I was just getting started, I had an agent, and I got hired as a musical guest for some competition in Orange County. So they had all these actors, and I don't know, maybe it was Showcase, not competition. And I was doing a show. My mom happened to sit next to my agent, who didn't acknowledge her. And the woman goes, "Oh, this girl's really good. What's her name?" And my mom looked at her and said, "You actually represent her, and you're fired."
Oh, that's so good. Slam dunk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is her name? I had agents when I first moved here, and they would introduce themselves to me. And I'm like, "Oh, no. You work for me."
Yeah.
They don't know who the hell I am. Yeah. It's terrible.
And so she was like, "You know what? This is ridiculous. You're a product. I know how to sell products. I've sold products before in my life. Let me, you know, nobody's going to have your interests
your back like
to
I am
heart
absolutely
than I will." And she doesn't actually do music management, so we're not on the same path anymore, but it was really empowering for her to be like, "No, you're not gonna do." And she really did help guide those first years of my career in a really positive way, and she's amazing. And now she represents a whole bunch of actors that are kicking butt.
Maternal instinct.
Yeah, she's great.
She's very like, cool. "You fired. I'm hired."
That's right.
So now, Amber, I mean, you've been doing this for several years now, and you're seeing success. What would you tell people that are starting out with, like at a young age, like you did and everything, and they're saying, you know what, you know, they go to the music institute, mm-hmm. whatever they call it, they invest in a lot of stuff, but they don't go anywhere. What do you have any kind of like secret or advice for people? What is it that they should do? Do the hard work, the footwork.
Yeah,
that's for
I mean,
sure.
Hard work is always going to be a part of it. But honestly, make music you're into, because that's gonna show through. People are going to feel that. It's a new world. So there's so many opportunities with the internet. So it's really a new game going on right now. It's not the old formula that I was growing up with
when I was first finding a producer.
I mean, finding a producer is really important. To find a community of musicians and producers that really gel with you is invaluable. Because then you're not going to make cool music. There's nothing worse than going into a studio and making some contrived piece of crap.
Right.
And you walk out and you're going, "Oh, all right." And it happens to everyone. But I would say make music you're passionate about, and then really define what it is that you want to achieve in the music industry. For me, my head has been the last few years in TV and film and licensing, because it's really one of the last places you're making money in music.
I was going to say, there's a lucrative part of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a huge...
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And I love hearing my music on television.
Totally.
And a lot of the last album I did, almost all of it, was played on most of the VH1 and MTV shows, and they were really great about plugging my name at the bottom of the screen, so they'd be like, "You're now hearing during commercial
They do that
break.
A lot. I love that.
Yeah, it's great. So that's where my head is at. But if you want to be a touring artist, that's a completely different game. So just be very focused.
Yeah.
Don't just say, "I want to be in music." Figure out what do you want.
Because that
means
a million different things.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to treat it like a business, whether you like it or not. I know. I mean, you have to get exposure. You have to stand out among the thousands of people that are trying to do the same thing. You know, mm-hmm. It's not easy.
No.
It's not easy. And there's great music out there, but there's always room to contribute more, you know, and that's what you're doing,
you know,
and it's amazing. You've got great music, Amber, and we're very glad for you.
Thank you.
The album is Geminis and Virgins. Amber Ojeda, it's coming out tomorrow. Ooh-hoo. You guys can find it everywhere. And we played you a couple songs, which I like. I like this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have a great voice, too.
I can cook to this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I can, my spatula, my microphone, I can, like... move my tush to it.
Naked, right?
Obviously. Naked. Obviously.
Always.
No one cooks with anything on. I don't understand. Totally naked.
Well, Amber, where can people find you, contact you if they want to connect?
The best place to find me is my website, which is amberojeda.com. Mm-hmm. And then through there, you'll find all my social media links. So if you want to follow me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
You have to be.
You have to be everywhere, saying different stuff on every page.
I know.
It's
you
a lot
really
of work.
Do.
So
you
much.
Really do, yeah. Well, when I launch my music channel, maybe I'll ask you for a song or two to feature on.
I have about 10 million for you to choose from. Okay. So I look forward
sounds
to that
good.
Conversation.
I will.
If
I'll
you
find
want a mellow network,
fits.
I have.
She is mellow.
Quite a few mellow.
Mellow rock. Mellow rock.
Ooh. You that's have to remember a challenge. That. I tend not to dip my feet in rock, but.
I mean, mellow rock meaning like the Eagles.
Okay.
Like I said, Ambrosia, Men at Work. Who else? I mean, it's like a million people I can think of, but names you may not even have heard of, but awesome songs.
Yeah.
You know. Amber, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You see, she
me.
Was concerned of not being able to fill an
That's
hour.
Give me a break.
Right?
Give me a break.
No, it doesn't work like that.
No.
Here
very
we
enjoyable.
Can talk for hours.
That's right.
So everybody go out, get the album, connect with Amber, support a successful artist, a still fledgling artist. You're
beautiful,
still growing.
Smart woman, yes.
There you go. So we wish you all the best, Amber.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome back anytime.
Mm-hmm. I'll take you up on that.
Awesome.
Let's play some more music of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Tori. Well, much success to you tonight.
Thank you.
I hope you
wish
kill.
Wish me luck, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, that's how you you wish well on comedians. You hope they kill.
That's right.
And, is it going to be taped? Are we?
Oh, yeah. I'll bring it. Yeah,
put
I'll show
it on
you.
YouTube
oh, yeah.
or something.
For sure.
Or something.
For
awesome.
Sure.
So do you think you're going to win?
Nope.
Why? How many are you competing with?
A lot. But I'm not going there to win, just going there for, again, like what she said, industry, meet those people, find the ones you gel with. If I make a friend there who's a comic and
exactly.
then we do a sketch, that's the point.
And all it takes is just to connect with one person.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
What'd I do? You don't need to connect with everybody.
Right.
Just, you know.
And if I go in with this, I'm a very competitive person. So if I go in being like, I'm going to win, I'm going to bomb.
Yeah,
I will be terrible.
So. That's true. So don't even think about
no.
that. Just think of
Heck.
Having fun
totally.
And making a couple of people laugh. And that's it. Awesome. Well, we wish you much success.
Thank you, my loves.
Okay. And everybody, thank you all for listening to us. We'll take tomorrow off for Tori.
Yes.
And we'll be back Wednesday with more guests. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you Wednesday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.